This is Jonathan. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Time is 3:06. I was supposed to be on air. I'm sorry. I was just fascinated by what the machine queued up after that track. Sung by The National Eye. I'm not finding the data for that particular track that you just heard, but listen to this. Listen to this. See, what is that? What is this computer doing? We're just throwing darts at the wall here. This is queued up, and I wasn't on last week. I'm on this week, noticeably. Had some family issues. Been having them over the previous week. They are still persisting. So this show isn't going to be as polished as I would like, but nonetheless, I'm glad to be back on air. Let's listen to some nice rock and roll music. Thank you. Well, that was some wonderfully aggressive music from local Mavericks Baptists to disentangle you from your day-to-day excesses. And I mean, myself, I had a berry scone for lunch. And, you know, I just don't feel like I'm man enough, which is why I was listening to that hard... Okay, I'm sorry. I'm kidding entirely. But Baptist, very good, on the Southern Lord label now. Just played a show here with some other... opened for Obliterations. Just recently, I think last week. No, 2 weeks ago. And yeah, they're on the Southern Lord label now, which will be relevant to the next song we play in just a moment. And that was the song Dissembler off their album Blood Minds. Just came out. Before that, we heard the Screaming Queens reading off their page here. Screaming Queens takes her name from Susan Stryker's. Susan Stryker being the famous, in those circles, academic circles, the famous transgender theorist, queer theorist. Susan Stryker's 2005 documentary about the first documented transgender riot in the U.S. Screaming Queens play noisy punk with hella gays, twists and turns. Imagine the noisier side of sonic youth blended up with throbbing gristle. Well, you don't have to imagine it, because I just showed it to you. I just had you listen to it. But if you're just tuning in now, imagine that. Imagine those two bands, sonic youth, throbbing gristle, in the best damn fruit cocktail you've ever tasted. Screaming Queens have a penchant for harsh feedback, leopard print tights, transsexuality, and harm reduction. Now, Screaming Queens, off their tape Psychedelia, the song Diet, and they just played last night at Shindig. The winners were revered Screaming Queens. Also did a fantastic set. I was really rooting for them, but oh well. Coming up next, speaking of Southern Lord, we have... a track from the Sun collaboration with, oh gosh, yeah, Scott Walker, the geezer, him. No, I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that. Scott Walker, Sun. The song is Brando, the album is Soost. Let's have a listen for the next 10 minutes, and then I'll reevaluate everything that's been done up to this point, given that ample time. Enjoy.
Good. victory, a world of good.
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
It's time to unlock the bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10, and they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis. Make it stop for life. Visit crohnsandcolitis.ca.
Why'd you eat the whole thing?
Hi.
You snuck in my room and got him.
Hello. You've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's 3:25. We're broadcasting from the UBC Vancouver campus. What you just heard was Brando off the collaborative album between Sun and Scott Walker. Soust? I'm not familiar with all these English words. And Scott Walker, he's been around, made the transition from pop musician to avant-garde, very theatrical, high modernist, even postmodern style. His album Bish Bosh made the rounds in 2012, I want to say. So he's in vogue right now. He's a poster boy. Let's move past that and on to what's hot right now. Because who other than Arca, Venezuelan producer, been around in the electronic scene for a while now. Arca, recipient of Best New Music from Pitchfork. This is very important. This is very important from a social, cultural, political perspective. The colonization of a new genre, a subgenre of music that has been mapped out by Pitchfork, codified. And from this point on, now that the genre has been mastered by Arca, and in a sense, mastered by the independent music press, we can enjoy what is the pinnacle of that particular subgenre before we move on to something that has not been mapped out and explored to such a degree. Coming up next, we have Arca, and we have Sophie. Sophie is going to be playing here in Vancouver tomorrow at Fortune Sound. 2 weeks ago, I made repeated claims that Sophie was going to be playing the following day at Fortune Sound. It was not Sophie. Sophie was not playing that day at Fortune Sound. I don't think I misled anyone, but if you were misled, in my heart of hearts, know that I was just as duped as you were. It was King Tough. King Tough! I mean, he's all right. I saw him in front of Waves. It's a good act, whatever. Sophie's going to be playing tomorrow from the UK, here at Fortune Sound. Check it out. And afterwards, we have Phantom Head Trip with the song Shade. And Morgan has just stepped into the studio. Morgan, do you have anything to say?
Hello.
About... there she goes. What a character. So yeah, Arca, Sophie, Phantom Head Trip. Enjoy.
Avec Barbie et Chili Gourmandise.
Thank you. CITR and UBC Film Society come together again this November 7th to bring you a screening of School of Rock at the Norm Theater, featuring live music from the Chris Goodchild Band, The Scuffs, and ATSI.
I pledge allegiance to the band.
School of Rock, live music, cheap beverages.
Read between the lines, Theo. Read between the
lines!
The screening and show will take place this Friday, November 7th. Doors at 7, first band at 7:30. Screening at 8 p.m. The event will be $5 for CITR and FilmSoc members and $10 for non-members.
Let's rock. Let's rock today.
Hello and welcome to 433. This is a program dedicated to contemporary classical, avant-garde, experimental, and new music. Just how experimental do we get around here? Pretty experimental. Tune in every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. on CITR 101.9 and get experimental.
It's Greg, host of 433, Words to Live By, one of my favorite shows at CITR. You are listening to, contrarily, Cue It Up, Wednesdays 3 to 4, 3-4-T-1 right now, broadcasting live from the UBC Vancouver campus, and the songs you just heard in reverse sequential order, Phantom Head Trip, the track Shade, for that Sophie, the track Hard. Sorry, Phantom Head Trip will be playing at a DJ showcase coming next few weeks. You know, I don't quite remember when it is. I'll do some research on that, and then I will get back to you on that particular detail. Sophie with the track Hard, UK DJ producer, at Fortune Sound Club tomorrow, Thursday. Not King Tough, Sophie. And for that, Arca with the track Now You Know off Zen. Really, really wonderful, amazing stuff. And, you know, in light of today's events, the events in question being that today is Wednesday, or as a friend tells me, Hump Day, as it is the halfway mark through a week, weekdays perhaps, the day you're finally over the hump, rest of it is easy sailing. Or at least, cool coasts. I always thought it was a football term, but there you go, hump day. And I have a quote from Arca from a recent interview he did with Fader Magazine, where he has this to say about his first homosexual encounter that he had with essentially a stranger in New York. And he had this to say, that was like jumping off a cliff. My survival instincts, everything I trained myself to do, were telling me not to do it. But something inside of me drove me forward. You jump off a cliff because you know that when you land and you crash like a bunch of Legos and you fall apart, you'll pick up the pieces that are left of you. But you don't reattach the ones that are not useful to you, that don't feel like you're you. Every time you jump, you have this opportunity, this really beautiful, fertile, uncomfortable period, where you're not whole, but your essence is helping you attach things onto you, things that inspire you, things that you think are full of life. So, it's a beautiful quote. In all seriousness, I would like to say, it is really inspiring to see Arca have the success that he is currently enjoying. But on another note, I'd like to remind all of us, Wednesday, Hump Day, our weekly cathartic, self-auto-destructive ritual, that as we rebuild ourselves for the oncoming weekend, to remember to reattach the things which are only useful to us. Suicides, Martin Rev, is going to be here next week, Tuesday, at the Fox Cabaret. So I've lined up a series of suicide-themed tracks for us, some of which I may tune out of early, I may fade out halfway through because I don't really think they're any good, especially off what I believe is Martin Rev's last album, Stigmata, which is an incredibly awful album, I must say so. It's very bad, and I'm going to play it, and so there's no confusion for anyone who is just tuning in. I might introduce some other extra noise element, like perhaps a foghorn or something that draws your attention to the idea that this is something that's being played through a radio by conscious choice, that it was not a matter of taste. No one delineated this track and said, this is what people want to hear. Although it might be more pleasurable than the sound of my own voice. This is what people want to hear. Rather, I would just like to introduce that extra sound element so that there's this level of demarcation between myself and the music I'm playing so that I cannot be found to endorse the awful things with noise that he is doing. On that note, we're going to listen to some Mirror. We're going to listen to some Suicide off Suicide's criminally underrated second album. Going to listen to some Martin Rev and some Sara Devachi, who will also be opening for Mirror, the frontman of Mirror. I can't remember his name now. Vancouver Luminary. Works over at the Fox Theaters, whichever creative group was in control of restructuring the Fox for its reopening, its relaunching. He will be opening for Martin Rev and Sara Devachi, who played a New Form set, will also be opening for Martin Rev this Tuesday at the Fox Cabaret Theater-ish. Enjoy.
Not me, I was born in America. I was born in America. I was born in New York. Yeah, well, my parents being European, I guess they gave me some of, you know, they just imparted some of those values or traditions or whatever, or just their way of life was European, so I guess I picked up a lot of it. Plus, New York itself is a very European type city. It's a very multinational, melting pot type city. anybody's there, get up, real lazy. It takes me about 3 hours to get moving every day. And then I just open my eyes, you know, say hello world, watch a little television, go outside, eat, fool around, make some music, make some art, whatever, watch the ball games. I don't know, it's essentially the same thing every day, like anybody's life generally. Nothing, but at the moment, man, I mean, I don't even go out very much anymore in New York. There's nothing really happening. Doesn't seem to be anything happening very much in the world anywhere at this moment. America.
city lights. We've got so much entertainment. We've entertained our every pain away. City life, we're like animals in cages. Let's you and I get free until the day.
Currently listening to Mirror featuring Joe D'Alessandro, City Lights. Tan Al-Selmi, frontman of Mirror, will be opening for Martin Rev on Tuesday at the Fox. For that, you heard Diamonds, Fur Coat, Champagne from Suicide. I really don't care for this track, so I'm just gonna gently take us out of it. If you are enjoying this track, once again, it is from Mirror. And the track is with Joe D'Alessandro. The track is called City Lights from Mirror. Local Vancouver act. Well, Vancouver cross LA act. Sort of a whole West North America act, excluding Alaska. Sorry, again, Alaska, for your loss there. You've been listening to Cue It Up. 3:57. My show is almost over. We have 3 minutes to go. I'm not going to have enough time to play the entire Sarah DeBachi track, although I would like to. What you just heard was Gloria off Martin Rev's Stigmata. It was actually not as bad as I thought it would be, based on the other tracks on the album. It might just be my being in a less lucid state. But there's something very piercing about the drippy, completely off-deck earnesty, the irony of Martin Rev being behind that kind of music. Although I haven't gone much into his discography, so I can say whether that's particularly unique or not. But again, Gloria off Martin Rev's Stigmata. Martin Rev will be playing this Tuesday at the Fox. Thank you for tuning in to Cue It Up. You have Asian Wave coming up next. Please stay tuned in for that. I'll probably be here again next week, 3 to 4. And here is Sarah DeBachi's Mare Imbrium to just tide us all over until the next guy gets his butt into the seat. Have a good day.